You're listening to The Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Interestingly enough, I gained some weight and I lost some weight. So the way I've been losing weight has been drinking nothing but water, which helps, right? Because I'm not drinking juice or anything like that, right? I'm not drinking any wine, just water. But I'm going through a lot of water every day.
But you're not eating? You're just drinking water? That's it?
No, I'm not. No, it's not that kind of diet, Jose.
Oh.
I'm eating. It's just that I'm only drinking water with my meals. And in between meals, I can only have water. I'm going through water bottles pretty quickly. So I went to CVS one time to get a pack of water. I didn't feel like going to the supermarket. I just wanted a quick little pack, right? So I go to CVS and there's all these different brands. And I'm not trying to spend a lot of money on water. It doesn't matter. I don't care the brand.
Yeah, you just want the cheapest one. You want water.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
Yeah, it hurts to have to pay a lot of money for water. Because ultimately, I could just get it from the faucet. You understand?
That's how we grew up, drinking water from the hose.
So I'm looking around and I see one that I've never seen before, made apparently for CVS. It's called Gold Emblem Ice Canyon Natural Spring Water. Have you ever heard of that water?
Not at all.
I want to buy it because it was really, really cheap, right? So, of course, what do? I look at the reviews.
Give me the good one first, because I know you love to go to the bad one. So give me the good one first.
Of course. 5 stars by Paula. It says, Ice Canyon bottled water, so good, which is okay.
Something tells me she works there because all she said was so good out of the gate. I'm like, yep, you work at CVS.
And by the way, why are you reviewing water? But anyway, that's fine. She goes, best water. I love the taste. I never drank any water, but I drink Ice Canyon. So good. How are you going to say I never drank any water? Okay, that's a lie. How you never drank any water, but suddenly the one you drink is Ice Canyon?
Liar!
So, of course, I went to the 1-star review. Now, if the 5-star review emphasized taste, what are the chances that the 1-star review I found also emphasized taste?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing they can really emphasize. You're critiquing water. What could you emphasize? The color and the taste. That's it.
But if it's good water, it has no taste. So why would you say it tastes so good? It shouldn't taste like anything. If it's good, it's because it doesn't taste like anything. It should be 5 stars, water. It tastes like nothing.
5 stars, water. It drenched my thirst. Thank you.
So this one is from Zine. It's titled Yuck. It reads, tastes like oranges. I will never recommend this water.
There's no reason a bottled water should taste like orange when you're sipping on water.
Exactly, which is why you would give it 1 star if it tasted like orange. CVS responds, hi, we're sorry to hear you were unhappy with Gold Emblem Ice Canyon Natural Spring Water. Our customer service team would be happy to take your feedback to see if we can better support you. Please contact us at 1-800-746-7287. So guess what I did?
You contacted them.
I had to. And when I did, I noticed that they had an option for English or Spanish. And of course, I felt like the best thing to do would be to select the Spanish option.
Let's hear it.
Now, hold on. Before we hear it, just keep in mind that they caught me off guard with some of their questions and I had to think quickly on my feet. And I may or may not have had the best responses. Okay, check it out.
Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy. For English, please hold. Para español, marque 8.
Para preguntas de Extra Care, presione 1. Para hablar con un representante de servicio al cliente, presione 2. Para consultas relacionadas con la farmacia, presione 1.
Stop it.
Now listen, I just want to give the complaint, okay? That's all I want to do. I'm pressing key after key. I just want to say in Spanish, that their water tastes like oranges, okay? And I'm on hold for like 6 minutes already.
Para todas las demás consultas, espere en línea o presione 2. Aguarde mientras transferimos su llamada.
Su opinión es importante para nosotros. Su llamada será monitoreada o grabada para capacitación y control de calidad. La información personal recopilada está sujeta a la política de privacidad de CVS Pharmacy.
What?
So all of a sudden it was another lady talking?
It sounded like her sister or something, but the Spanish went to a whole nother level. Like, I have no idea what they just said. It's kind of like when you see those medication commercials and then at the end they talk really fast, or when they're trying to sell you a car and they go, the car that you're seeing is not the car, and then they talk really fast. That's what it felt like. I forgot that I even knew Spanish.
Right. They're giving you the fine print without you asking for it.
Disponible en cvs.com/privacy.
I'm contacting CVS Customer Relations. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Sí, yo tengo una pregunta.
Give me one moment, okay?
Está bien. So yeah, she heard Spanish and she was like, no.
But I mean, let's talk about, you asked for a Spanish speaking person and they gave you a non-Spanish speaking person.
Yeah, I don't understand. What's the point of selecting Spanish then? Because it goes to the same lady.
She just then has to hang up and go get the lady that speaks Spanish. It's like, oh, hold on. Un minuto.
1 second.
Está bien.
One moment.
Está bien.
Go ahead.
Sí, tengo un comentario que hacer sobre el agua que venden. Sí, el agua que venden. Tengo un comentario que hacer.
I have a comment to make about the water being sold. All right. And can I get your name, phone number, and email address?
Nombre, número de teléfono, correo electrónico y fecha de nacimiento.
Claro, claro. Sí, estoy aplicando para un trabajo. Raúl Jiménez. No, notice. I had to get that in. I had to get that in because it was way too many questions. I'm the one that has something to say. Why am I having to answer all these questions?
Why do they need your date of birth to give a complaint?
I swear to you, I thought they were going to ask me for my social security number. I really did. The only question you should be asking me is, how can I help you?
Right. What happened? How can I serve you?
You're calling the complaint line. What's your complaint? ¿Qué más necesitan?
¿Usted está llamando porque usted está solicitando trabajo?
No, yo solamente quiero dejar un comentario sobre un producto que venden. Nada más.
Oh, okay. Okay. He says his name is Raúl Jiménez. Su número de teléfono, por favor.
Bueno, 415. Now, at this point, I wasn't prepared with a make-pretend phone number, so I'm just going to spit out a bunch of numbers. Watch this.
527-3555.
I just stopped. I just kept saying fives. What's the point? You know what I mean? I mean, if they had called it, all right, you got me. But at this point, who cares what my phone number is, please?
His phone number is 415-527-3555. What other information did you need from him? His email?
Email and date of birth.
¿Cuál es su correo electrónico y su fecha de nacimiento?
No tengo correo electrónico. Tendría que buscar a mi hija.
Now, at this point, I have created a character, bro. I have to get mi hija que está trabajando. My daughter's working. Like, I can see this guy.
Y ella es la única que trabaja, así que si la voy a buscar, no va a ganar dinero, y entonces no van a botar de la casa. Like, it just keeps rolling and rolling.
I was ready at this point.
No, está bien su fecha de nacimiento, entonces.
04/17/59.
Now, look, I picked April 17th because it's Emily's birthday. But then when it came to the year, in that moment, I'm doing the calculations like, how old do I sound and how old does my accent sound? And I'm doing all this math and I can't say my year because it's got to be older. And I picked 59. When I said 59, in my head, I'm calculating, wait, how old does that make me?
So you had to do a whole math problem.
Bro, in like 2 seconds.
I don't have an email address. My date of birth is April 17th, 1959.
All right, thank you. And how would you like to be addressed? So your first or your last name?
¿Y cómo quiere que me dirija usted, con su nombre o su apellido?
Apellido, por favor.
Who cares? Just listen to my complaint. How would you like to be? Oh, my God.
You should have told her, quiero que me llamen doctor. Just throw some random stuff out there.
Presidente.
Thank you. And you said you had a comment pertaining to the water. And what information do you have pertaining to that? And what type of water?
Señor, ¿cuál es su comentario en cuanto al agua? ¿Me puede decir específicamente qué agua se está refiriendo?
Sí, al agua que vende CVS, la de Canyon.
Canyon water.
Okay. And what's in regards to?
¿Y en cuanto a qué es?
Que no sabe buena, sabe a naranjas.
It doesn't taste good. It tastes like oranges.
Finally, did you hear the way I delivered naranjas? I was a little agitated. Naranjas. Like, it took me this long to tell you. I was mad.
You're like, this took a long time for me to get to the whole point of this phone call.
I had to apologize for the inconvenience, and have you reached out to the store pertaining to this purchase?
Ya se comunicó con la tienda en que se compra.
Sí, me dijeron que llamara a este teléfono. Por eso lo llamé, para que sepan que nunca voy a recomendar esta agua que sabe a naranjas.
Yes, they told me to give a call to this number, and I told them that I would never recommend this water to anybody.
And just confirm, did you make the purchase from the front store or the pharmacy?
Who cares? Who, front store or the pharmacy? Isn't it still CVS? Why all of a sudden are you making it seem like, oh, the pharmacy is not really CVS? What?
When you bought the water, was it the first one on top or was it all the way at the bottom?
¿Usted compró el agua en la farmacia o en la tienda de la CVS?
Bueno, yo la compré en la tienda, pero yo creo que ellos lo compraron de un camión de que venden naranjas atrás.
Yo, I told you, I was in character, bro. I was seeing it. I was seeing where the store was located. I put a truck selling oranges in the back.
From the store, but I think the store purchased it from a truck that carries oranges.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what store location is this?
¿Y cuál es la tienda donde usted la compró?
Ahí en la que está en la esquina, al lado del Walgreens.
The one that is on the corner next to Walgreens.
But which, by the way, is pretty accurate, because anywhere you find a CVS, there's a Walgreens across the street.
And do you have a street, a city, state, ciudad, estado?
Sí, yo estoy en Mesa, Arizona.
Bro, I made them live in Mesa, Arizona. I told you, I was honed in. I was ready.
Mesa, Arizona. Hey, what's the street name? ¿Y cuál es el nombre de la calle?
Now, there I blanked, because at this point, I'm like, I don't know, because I'm not there, because this is all made up.
No, no sé, no tengo esa información. Tendría que llamar a mi hija.
I don't have the information. I'd have to call my daughter.
Who's at work? Y si la llamo, la van a botar. Y entonces no van a botar de la casa.
Because we have several locations in Mesa, Arizona. I have one on Southern Avenue, McKilp Road, and Bella Vista Drive. Are any of those locations?
Muchas ubicaciones en Mesa, Arizona. Entonces tenemos que saber exactamente cuál es.
Sí, esa, la última que ella mencionó.
He said it was the last one that you mentioned
on the Bella Vista Drive. La que queda en Bella Vista Drive.
Sí, sí, ahí fue que vi el camión donde venden las naranjas. Ahí fue que consiguieron el agua.
Yeah, the water comes off of a truck that sells oranges.
Yo, the water comes off of a truck that sells oranges. I mean, come on.
I love that the interpreter is not only repeating what you said, but she's adding her own little twist to it, too.
Feels like we're filing a police report.
Did you go to the back to the store pertaining to the purchase about a refund or anything in that nature?
¿Usted pudo ir a hablar con las personas de la tienda para que le devolvieran el dinero?
No, sino que regresé otra vez, pero esta vez le compré las naranjas al señor que estaba en el camión.
I just told you to reach out to us.
No, he said he went back to the store but bought the oranges off the truck.
All right. So I would need to get you transferred over to our storefront department so they can further assist you with that. Would you like me to transfer you?
Tengo que transferirlo a la tienda para que le ayuden con esto, ¿está bien?
Pues claro, pues yo llamé para ayudarlos a ellos.
Yeah, I'm calling to help them. Okay. Is there anything? That's not a problem. Would you appreciate it? And is there anything else I can help you with before I transfer you?
¿Hay alguna otra cosa que podemos hacer por usted antes de transferirlo?
Hasta ahora eso es todo, porque de verdad no he probado el jugo de naranja que venden en CVS, porque a lo mejor si lo pruebo sabe a agua, pero no lo puedo confirmar. Yeah.
That was priceless.
And the best part is, she's got a translator. Check it out.
Said maybe if I purchase orange juice at CVS, it will taste like water, but I haven't proven it yet.
Again, I do apologize for the inconvenience. Like I said, I definitely can get you transferred over there.
The lady that only speaks English wanted to laugh on that one, yeah. But she didn't.
She kind of chuckled a little bit.
Yeah.
There, so you can let them know pertaining to that. And I do apologize for that. And I'm holding as I get you transferred over.
Lo siento mucho, señor, por esto. Entonces, está bien si yo lo transfiero.
Pues claro.
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, thank you for contacting CBS Customer Relations. Hold one moment while I transfer you.
Thank you for calling CVS Customer Relations. My name is Candace. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Natalie, interpreter ID number 478. There was a gentleman on the line. Señor, ¿usted todavía está en la línea?
Sí. No estoy muy despierto, pero sí, estoy aquí.
Because I was on hold forever. Okay, I cut that down. but I was on hold for a long time.
Yes, he said his he's not too awake, but he's still here.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. Is there something I can help him with regarding prescriptions or anything?
¿Hay algo en que le pueda ayudar, ya sea con las prescripciones o algo así?
¿Me están ofreciendo medicina para qué? ¿Para que no el agua no sepa naranjas?
So they transferred you to a person that has no idea why they transferred you?
Exactly, which is what led to now this misunderstanding about prescription medicine.
You offering me medications with the water that you all have doesn't taste like oranges?
Oh, I'm sorry, interpreter. Could you repeat that one more time?
He said, are you offering me a medication for the water to not taste like oranges?
Yo, this is all about me letting him know what Zion said, that their bottled water tastes like oranges. And look what we're talking about. What are we talking about right now? How long is this taking?
Well, now we're in a road that they're trying to get you medication.
Okay. Something's going on with the prescription, the water. Okay. I'm sorry. This customer relations. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ma'am, so the interpreter was with the customer from the beginning of the call, and he was calling to put, I guess, a complaint about the water that he bought at the CVS.
Okay, got it. So there's a problem with the water. Could you describe what type of water it is?
Sí, señor, ¿me puede decir qué tipo de agua es?
Sí, la Canyon, que dice Gold Emblem Ice Canyon.
So it has a gold emblem, and he says it's canyon water.
Okay, and it's not the flavored canyon water?
No, no es el agua de canyon que es plateada.
So she's asking you if you bought flavored water?
Yeah, like she's trying to get out of it. Like the complaint was that your water tastes like oranges, and she's trying to say, oh, maybe you bought orange flavored water. That's like saying, yo, my computer's broken. And they go, well, did you turn it on?
Oh, no. Esto es agua natural. Dice canyon natural.
It says canyon natural water.
Okay, on that water bottle, on the water, it should have a item number by the barcode. Could I have that number?
Sí, señor. Debe tener un número de objeto al lado donde está la vara para escanear cuando uno lo va a cobrar. ¿Me puede decir cuál es ese número?
I mean, at this point, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Now, did you have a water bottle there to give her the actual barcode
of
number?
Of course I didn't. I wasn't this prepared. I just wanted to say your bottle water tastes like oranges. I wasn't prepared to give you my date of birth, my license number, my address.
But you're in too deep to give up. So you're like, I got this. I'm going to keep going.
Ay, bendito. Pero si esa es la botella, ya la boté.
He said he already threw away the bottle.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say it was best to take it back to the store to let them know what was going on so they can maybe figure out why water tastes like that. But yeah, I can definitely just take the information you can give me and send this to our vaccine so we can try to figure out what happened there. Do you know the store location?
Sí, señor. Le iba a decir que regrese a la tienda y que les diga que eso sabe mal.
Sí, pero ya. Discúlpeme, señorita. Es que yo solamente le quiero decir que sabe a naranjas. Yo no sé cuál es el problema. Yo me siento como que me están entrevistando el gobierno. Yo solamente quiero decirle que esa agua no sabe a agua, que sabe a naranja. Es una queja.
Your water tastes like oranges.
That's it. And just let me live in peace. But the best part is, she's got to translate it.
Yes, ma'am. I feel like I'm being interviewed by the government. And all I wanted to do was just put a complaint that the water doesn't taste like water. It tastes like oranges.
Okay, yes, I do understand that. And yes, to get more information, I just wanted to know the store location so we can try to figure out what happened. If you can provide that information. If not, I can just take the complaint, no problem.
Sí, señor. No se preocupe, yo entiendo. Sino que si usted me dice la ubicación de la tienda, pues podemos averiguar exactamente qué está pasando ahí. Si no me lo quiere dar, está bien también.
Yo solamente le quiero decir que esa agua sabe a naranja, eso nada más, y que nunca voy a recomendar esta agua ni esta tienda, porque mira todas las preguntas que he tenido que contestar.
So, no, ma'am, I just want to let you know that the water tastes like oranges. I just wanted to put in that complaint, and I will never, ever recommend that water or the store because look at how many questions I've been having to answer.
Yo, by the way, that translator's on my side because she said, I will never, ever. I never said that. It's bad. I will never, ever. Nunca voy a recomendar. She interpreted as, I will never, ever recommend this store.
She's done with it too.
Okay. Again, I do apologize for that. And no problem at all. I'll just take the information you gave me and report it to our corporate office. If there's anything else you need, feel free to call us back and we'll be happy to assist you.
Sí, señor, no hay ningún problema. Yo le voy a hacer llegar esa información a nuestra oficina de corporación. Y si no hay nada más, muchas gracias por llamar.
Gracias a ustedes.
Thank you, ma'am.
At no point has any of them ever offered, hey, here's a coupon for some free water. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been the first thing.
They should have been like, what's your address or your email so we can send you this coupon?
O-R-A-N-G-E. That spells orange. You can see.
You're listening to the Ellie Caster Show. Enjoy.
So I love the interpreter, and I even love the representative that handled my call at CVS. I think they were both great. But what I noticed when I called was that not only was there an option for Spanish, there was an option for other languages.
Oh.
Yeah. So you know that I've been learning Japanese.
Please tell me that you called and then you said you were Japanese.
Yep. Let's check it out.
Hello, thank you for calling CVS Customer Relations. My name is Jorge. How can I help you?
Sumimasen. Nihongo ga dekimasu ka?
So you're speaking Japanese?
Hai, hai.
And I'm not able to understand it?
Wakarimasen. Nihongo.
Do you understand me?
Chotto wakarimasu kedo, Nihongo no hou ga suki desu yo. Listen. I was excited because I got to practice my Japanese.
What did you say?
He started speaking to me in English, even though I was speaking Japanese. So I was saying, yo, I don't understand. So I answered in Japanese. Listen, I understand you a little bit, but I prefer to speak Japanese. But I love it because this guy is all in. He's not like the other one that was like, hold, please. Right. He's actually trying to figure it out.
Okay. Could you provide me a moment and hold?
Hi.
Hello.
Moshi moshi.
Okay, for this one, it'll be that I will need to transfer you to a translator line, that it will be language line solution.
Yo, like he's still trying to communicate with me in English, knowing that I don't understand.
At all. Like you have no idea what he's saying.
Right.
Are you familiar with this?
わかりません. So I just said, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Then I will transfer you to them so they can help you with your situation.
Dozo.
Okay, then. Then I'm transferring you right now to language line.
This is like double the transfers because now it's not Spanish. You know, it's a little bit difficult to get a translator. So now I'm having to go through different channels.
So they have a center that does just translating?
I think they just like farm it out and they just like call. They're just randomly calling translation services.
Hello.
Hey, moshi moshi.
I have a translator on the line to see if they can help you.
Hi.
All right, Miss, could you can present yourself to the customers?
At this point, when he says, I have a translator for you, were you like, uh-oh, this is going down?
I was like, yes, I get to speak with a Japanese person. I mean, I pay every week to speak with my Japanese teacher in Japan, but I want to have, I don't know, conversations, you know, with people.
And tell them that their water tastes like oranges.
Yes, if that's the only reason to speak to them, yes.
聞こえますか?
聞こえません.
You think that they're not able to hear me?
ちょっと。
He's not able to hear me.
Hi. 聞こえます。
Okay, he's able to hear me now.
At this point, I am so excited that I am speaking with a Japanese person who is translating what I'm saying. 水はオレンジの味がします。 Yo, that's it. That was done. I could have hung up right there. I just said the water tastes like oranges.
水はオレンジの味がします。
This guy is trying to write it down. Did you see that? He just repeated it. Like he was like, orange, like he's writing it down. There's a translator on the line. He doesn't care. He's trying to do the work.
Saying that something tastes like oranges?
Mizu.
Hmm.
Mizu.
The water tastes like oranges?
The water tastes like oranges. Okay. And could you ask him what did he need from us from CVS?
はい。文句があります。 Yo, he's like writing it down, bro. He's like maybe phonetically writing it down. He's like, Monku ga arimasu. So all I said was, I got a complaint. It's just a complaint. I have a complaint. Monku dake. Mizu wa orange no aji ga shimasu.
Calling to claim that the water tastes like oranges?
And this water that he got, it was through the store or it was through a pharmacy?
Now, here I got stuck, okay? Because I didn't expect it to go this far. I knew the question, obviously in English, but I wasn't prepared to answer it in Japanese.
I've reached my quota. I'm done.
お店のペットボトルです。どこのお店で購入しましたか?お店、店です。中に店です。どこの店ですか?
CBS.
Bottled water bottle I bought at CVS.
It'll be that I will need to transfer to front store, the one that can provide you with more information about this item.
Yeah, at this point, I couldn't understand. I couldn't hear. I went out, so I knew my out. My out was...
Yeah, 時間がない。すみません。
Okay.
You think he doesn't have time for that?
Okay.
手伝ってくれてありがとうございます。
Okay. Arigato, sir. Have a nice day.
Yo, he said arigato. So here's what I said. So at the end, I just said, I got no time, right? 時間がない. But then I thought of, oh, I know how to get out of this. I said, thank you for helping me. 手伝ってくれてありがとうございます. Again, I'm happy because I get to practice Japanese, but I loved how the guy was like, oh, arigato.
He was excited that he could at least communicate with you at the end.
Yeah, two non-Japanese people practicing their Japanese. All over the fact that Zine complained that the CVS bottled water tastes like oranges.
One star.
That was the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
For more information on my upcoming shows and me overall, you can go to elliecastro.com and you can follow me on social media under Ellie Castro Comedy.
You can follow me on social media under Jose A. Rod.
Remember, mi gente, life is so much better when you're laughing. Hasta la próxima.
O-R-A-N-G-E. O-R-A-N-G-E.